News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's proposing new restrictions that would effectively ban gender-affirming care for minors, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding the sex-rejecting procedures on minors.
Republicans pushing a similar effort in the House, but California Democrat Mark Takano argues
transgender people need consistent access to essential and medically necessary care like everyone else. And this care makes possible for transgender people to live safely and authentically as themselves.
Sources tell AP police are investigating a connection between the weekend mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of an MIT professor 2 days later. In North Carolina, retired NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, his wife and 2 children among 7 killed in a plane crash north of Charlotte. TikTok has signed a deal to form a new U.S. unit with 3 American investors holding a majority stake, Oracle, Silver Lake, and MGX. That should ensure TikTok can continue operating in the U.S. And Ed Donahue reports House Democrats have released more photos from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein.
These photos are of Epstein cooking with an Emirati businessman, a billionaire Bill Gates, and images of a 2011 dinner of notable people and wealthy philanthropists hosted by a nonprofit group. Democrats on the Oversight Committee made no accusations of wrongdoing by the men in the photos. The release leads up to the deadline for the Justice Department to release its files on Epstein.
If the Department of Justice does not comply,
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries,
what is federal law at this point, there will be strong bipartisan pushback.
Also released were photos of Epstein with women and girls whose faces were blacked out. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. A name change for the premier performance venue in the nation's capital. Sagar Magani explains.
President Trump's hand-picked board has voted to rename Washington's leading performing arts center as the Trump Kennedy Center. His spokeswoman says it's because of the unbelievable work the president has done in saving the building and its reputation.
Well, I was honored by it. The board is a very distinguished board, most distinguished people in the country. And I was surprised by it.
He couldn't have been that surprised since he's been referring to it like that.
The Trump Kennedy Center, I mean...
Congress named it the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. It's unclear whether the board has the authority to simply change it. Some Democrats are blasting the switch as illegal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.